Well, Nietzsche declared God dead some time ago, and today I would like to declare the death of the present moment. This is shocking news, because we've all become so enamored with and pleased by the present. Last year and year before and year before that, it was our salvation. If we could just find the moment, the present, the now, we would also find the power. And with power, then, of course, we would find everything that we wanted, needed, desired. Just by being present, we'd be free from the constraint of time. No past, no future. No bills to pay. No husbands to worry about. Or wives. Just with the simple residing in the now. It was great. It's not complicated. No philosophy, no theology. Just being present. And we sat in rooms like this and practiced being present. I would like to suggest to you today that the present is dead. It's not alive. It's not where life takes place, actually. It's a place that we have created to hide out from life. There is no power in now, other than if you're selling it. So most of us are not selling it, we're buying it, and there's no power there. The now is a place which is a creation, just like all the creations we were running from. The husband, the wife, the job, the bills, the things that we want, the things that we don't want. These are all creations of the mind, and so is the now. Because you don't have a now without a past and a future. You have to create a place called now. And if we go there now, to the present, we will not find anything which is alive. To put it another way, you can't actually live there. Now, this is shocking news. It is certainly for me. And it does bring up the question, if we can't live in the now, and we can't live in the creation of thought, then where do we live? And this takes it out of the question of a philosophy, or a spirituality, or a set of ideas, because life doesn't live in our ideas. What is it that is alive? Where does that exist? It's not going to be in my words. And it's not going to be in what you construct from my words in your mind. So we can eliminate anything that I have to say today as a profound description of that. And we can also eliminate everything that you think about these words, whether you like them or dislike them, whether you agree or disagree, and all the things that you have to say about my words. We can discard all of those things. And what's left? Being is perfect. It does answer all our questions. And it's really a beautiful space, except that the cell phone rings. The wife turns to you and says, "You know, I'm just not happy." The kid says, "I don't know what to do with my life." The boss says, "You're fired." And then being becomes something else, which is dynamic. So what happens when being faces change? Do we just be? Or do we move? Being and nothingness and the now and the negation of all form, it's not untrue, but it's not enough. Being is a peaceful place. And I think this place of positivity in the present is a place I'm very attracted to. And the place you're describing has a lot of stuff in it that I don't like. How do I resolve this? Because I find that we're just getting into a nice place with being, and it's positive, and then you bring in everything.
Yeah, but it's not enough for me.
Yeah, the positive in being is not enough.